This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. So, what is one of the things that pet parents hate besides picking up poop? Brushing teeth. Ugh, so difficult. I can't even do it for my cats. For my dog, it was always, is he going to eat the toothbrush or my finger? Or can I get some dental work done in there? But my guest today created a product that is simply incredible. Well, I'll introduce you to her right after the break. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Lindsay Campbell. She is the co-founder of Teeth for Life. Welcome, Lindsay.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you. Actually, say have you back, because you've been on Best Pets before. I've been doing it so long, it's all a blur. It's close to 400 different products, maybe 450, because in the beginning I did two per show. So many products ago, but welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So can you share your background with us, and then we'll get into how you came up with Teeth for Life. So what is your background?
Yeah, so my background is in marketing, sales, business development. Basically, Emily's the brainiac behind the product. She's the microbiologist, immunologist who invented the technology initially for her grandmother when she was back, that was back in about 2012. Her grandmother had a really major stroke after having a tooth extraction. And Emily was at Berkeley at the time. I was out at USF, and that's how we met. We can get into that later. But basically, she flew back to La Crosse and swabbed her grandmother's mouth after her tooth extraction and her stroke. Because she knows her background is, again, microbiology, but she also has some rheumatology studies in there from Stanford. And she has a really unique understanding of the component of microbes to systemic health, and the likelihood of actually cardiac episodes will go up 50% after a major dental procedure. And that lasts for up to like 3 months following that procedure. So she understood that connection of the microbes entering the bloodstream and the systemic effects of that. So she went, brought it back to her lab in California and just started kind of biohacking her, for lack of a better term. And she wanted to use nutrients that were, you know, safe, didn't have any contraindication with medications or anything like that. And basically discovered a combination that was able to steer microbes toward more health-promoting behaviors instead of killing them, because we need them. Like, as much as we think they're gross and detrimental, there are actually good microbes we want to survive there. So, long story short, to answer your question, I met Emily back in 2003. Basically, we've been friends for a long time, and she knew my background. And this was such a passion project for her, with her grandmother. And then also her dog had some dental issues that she had to solve for. But she wanted to bring me on as a co-founder to literally bring this technology to the world, which gravely needs it.
Thank you for that. Let's talk about microbes. For us people that are not scientists, what are they?
Those other little gross little guy germs, right? We've all been raised to know them as germs. Right. And basically in the mouth, there are over like I can't remember her numbers, but it's like 3 billion different types of microbes, and it's just littered with bacteria. So there's also fungi. There's all sorts of different bugs in there. So the problem when it comes to dental health, and especially today with very high carb and high sugar diets, the imbalance starts to happen where the bad microbes will start to outgrow the good. And that's called dysbiosis. So basically, the idea is to reestablish balance between the good and the bad so that you have kind of these protective microbes also working for you against the bad.
Okay. I just had something major dental. I think I'm not past the 3-month thing, but who knew? I mean, I know the mouth has a lot of germs and bacteria, but hearing that makes you never want to kiss anybody again because, right? That's exactly what came to my mind. I was like, oh, you know? I mean, I know that cats' mouths are super dangerous and, you know, cat bites can be fatal, but it's rare, but it can cause, you know, arms to swell up and even become amputated in extreme cases. Yeah. So I know that with cats. I don't know that dogs' mouths are as germy, but I know that they're germy. Human mouths, probably even more so because we eat so many different things and stick our fingers in our mouth. All they stick their paws in their mouth and their tongue is in weird places and everything. So, okay. So we know the mouth is gross.
Here's a really fun fact really quickly.
Okay.
Because I just learned this at an event that we went to, and it was just Emily and I manning the table. And basically she was telling somebody that you swap and share those microbes between humans and pets. So if your pet has dental disease and they're licking your face, those germs are transient to your oral microbiome. So that's also kind of a scary reality. So it's important to kind of treat both all mouths in the house.
All mouths.
Those transient bacteria.
You know, I know some people, and I know some listeners out there, they're into like their dogs licking their mouth and licking their spoons. And I've just never been into that. To me, it's a little germy. So,
yeah.
And after pandemic, I'm more of a germaphobe, not a germaphobe, but you know, you got to be aware of these things.
Absolutely.
So what is teeth for life? And I love that. So it's teeth, how most of us say teeth, but it's TEF for life. What is that?
Well, so we were just trying to come up with a fun name because we knew that the science can get kind of deep with what we're doing with our product. It is different than anything else that's out there. So we wanted an inviting name, one that was cute and approachable. And when I talk about my dog's teeth, I'd call them teethers, kerteef, right? They got the cute little, when their lip curls up above their teeth. And then, so it just kind of, it struck a chord with us to just call it something fun. And then if people want to dive into the science behind it, they can do that. But we wanted it to be a memorable, you know, cute name up front. That was the point.
And why did you create it? Why did you decide the world needs this product?
Well, so, and that goes to the next story of Emily's experience. She also, 4 years after her grandmother, rescued a 10-year-old Cocker Spaniel. And she went to a rescue in Washington and started driving her back down to the Bay Area where she was living. And basically, during that 2-day trip, when she'd picked her up, they said that she needed dental cleaning. But it turns out that her dental decay and gum disease was so bad that the dog actually, Tinsley was her name, developed sepsis on the ride home. So she was getting blood poisoning from the decay in her mouth. So she had to make an emergency stop at the vet. She had to get 21 teeth extracted, 3 months of antibiotics and IV treatment. And then like $6,000 later, the dog's fine. But I mean, that was also a close encounter, just like it was with her grandmother. So I think these events just kind of spoke to Emily to say, the world's not doing this right now. We need to solve for this. So that's again, why? So we took the human formula quite literally and took out the flavorings. And that's where we came up with our first flagship product, Protection 42. That was for dogs specifically, but I mean, cats and humans can use it. But that's where we just started on the pet side.
Okay. And how does it work? We have a couple minutes before our break, but I think we can get it in. It's in a powder form.
The easiest way to describe it, so it's a concentrated powder form, so it's just a tiny little bit you need to put in their water or on their food or on a lick pad or whatever, however you want to get it in their mouth, it will be beneficial. But basically what the technology does is it puts oral microbes on a keto diet. So we're stopping them from eating carbs and sugars using a postbiotic ingredient called powder cellulose. It's like a soluble fiber. And then we have two prebiotic ingredients that kick in the ability of beneficial bacteria to grow in that environment and outcompete the bad naturally. So it's a very different approach of literally, again, just a keto diet for bacteria. Stop eating garbage, start eating a salad. And they actually will behave better. And those byproducts aren't acidic and destructive or smelly. Their byproducts will be much healthier for the host.
So if you eat a salad a day, does that, it's the same for humans?
Well, yeah, and yeah, it's diets, right? Because a diet will determine your output, your entire systemic health. So it's the same thing for microbes. They work, you know, it's kind of ridiculous to think about, but they work the same way we do. And they live in little communities in your mouth called biofilms, which is, as we know it, plaque and tartar. But they take up residence in those films. And if you get too many of the bad guys living there and eating poorly, that's when the problems start happening. And then if you can switch them to like a better diet, they behave better too.
Wow. Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Lindsay Campbell. She's the co-founder of Teeth for Life. So what about with brushing? Could you just sprinkle Teeth for Life in the water or maybe their food and then not have to brush? Or can you put it on a toothbrush and brush?
If you can put it on a toothbrush and brush, great. I know that's not really feasible for a lot of pet owners. It's not for me anyway. I've tried time and time again.
Oh, it's so hard. And try with cats, forget it. No, I like, yeah, like, yeah, my arms, not my fingers. So, you know, no.
It's just not realistic, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we never will promote it as a replacement because if you can brush, great. If you can do both, even better. But basically what we're doing is making the microbes do the brushing for you. So that's kind of how we look at it.
Okay, so we'll talk about how it works, but I also want to mention that Teeth for Life, it's good for teeth, but it's also a probiotic as well.
Prebiotic. Probiotic is new bacteria. So you're with a probiotic, you're introducing strains of microbes into whatever environment. A prebiotic are the nutrients that feed bacteria to grow. So again, we kind of have a dual approach where we have our postbiotic, and postbiotics are made by bacteria as a defense mechanism to claim their territory and keep other microbes from taking hold. So I don't know, am I getting a little too deep here?
Nope, we're good. Hey, I just learned that, you know, dust mites poop. So who knew that? So this is very interesting.
Yeah, well, if it lives and breathes, it does that, right? And the idea is to just give them the nutrients to make those byproducts less toxic and destructive. So, and like I said, again, that's what we're doing, is we're not necessarily killing bacteria. We're just persuading them to better behaviors and better smells. That's usually what pet parents will notice first, is that it helps with breath within the first like 5 days.
For breath. Okay. So how would you introduce it to your dog or cat? And is it good for kittens and puppies, or do you want to wait a few months before you introduce it to the little ones?
So anytime you introduce something new into your pet's diet, it's always good to just really start slow. You'll laugh at that statement, knowing how, you know, minuscule the amount is that we recommend that you give daily. but we're treating microbes, not pets. So that's the important thing to remember, because a lot of people will get the product, they'll put the powder in the jar, and they'll be like, that is such a small amount of powder. But trust me, it's 30 servings or 90 or 180, whatever you order. But it's the correct amount. And basically, we're just putting it on things. And once it gets on that mouth surface, it will start treating the microbes. So that's a good thing about it.
Okay. And you suggested putting it in their water, not food.
Well, you can do it in anything. Anything that's getting in their mouth, maybe once or twice a day. We recommend water with our concentrate, because we also have like lickable dental treats now. It's like a treat powder that's protein based. But the concentrate, it's preferred that it's in water, because there's that daily administration throughout the day. So they go get a drink, they're putting those microbes on that keto diet, they're keeping them on that keto diet, right? That's good. But it also, we have data showing that even if you're doing it like twice a day on dry food or wet food, some people are putting a scoop in a syringe with water and squirting it in there that way. Some people make ice cubes. The cool thing about it is that you can get creative with it.
Okay. To the dogs and cats, I'm sure you flavor tested it, especially with cats because they're the picky ones.
Yeah. So it is odorless and flavorless. There are maybe 1% of customers or pets that can detect something. When it comes to cats, it seems to be far more common to basically put it on food because they don't drink a lot of water.
You know what? That's funny. Mine do. Maybe because we have fountains.
Perfect.
But they've always been big water drinkers.
Okay, but note on that, if it has a filter, it will filter out the molecule.
Won't filter out. So it has to be in a static bowl.
A stagnant, yeah.
Okay, stagnant bowl. Okay, so how often, before I ask how often, when you're introducing it and you're doing it really slow, you said whatever the amount is, you should, I don't know, half it or quarter it, and just, what, 3 or 4 days, like super tiny bit, then go to maybe a little tiny bit.
With a half the recommended amount, whether using the treats or the concentrated powder, just to be, you know, safe as far as if they have some like tummy issues. There's also like the formulation in our treat powders is 42K, which is just the three ingredients. It doesn't have sodium bicarbonate, so it's super easy to introduce. So if people have puppies and things like that, I think that I would just recommend 42K, the all pet version, because it is sodium free. But as soon as you can get your pet started on it, the better.
So let's talk about your treats, the lickable treats. What form are they in? Are they squeeze up, which is pretty common?
Oh, it literally looks like a seasoning you'd keep in your cupboard.
Okay.
So it's just in a jar. It's mostly, you know, we've got beef liver or salmon, and it's premium freeze-dried proteins that are mixed with our formulation so that it's kind of a functional treat with benefits.
Treat with benefits. You can't beat that.
Yeah, and just sprinkle that on food. Some people just put it on a lick pad alone. And that's actually a really good method of administration, because then it does really coat the tongue a lot, because they're licking it for a while until it's gone. So it's a really good way to administer.
And what about size? Does it matter as far as serving wise goes? Does it matter for size? So if you have a Chihuahua, they just get a tiny bit. If you have a Great Dane, you know, much more.
It's a great question. They get the same amount, to be honest.
Well, mouths, I mean, they're bigger, smaller, but I guess you're going after the germs, so.
Yeah, we're targeting the microbes, right? So smaller dogs tend to have a higher burden of microbial overgrowth in their mouth anyway. So you kind of do want that higher concentration for them.
I'm not surprised, because they say smaller dogs have more dental issues too. And I'm not sure why. Maybe they're...
That's an Emily question.
I guess we can ponder. I wonder if it's because they have a smaller tongue, but, you know, they have smaller mouths. I don't know. That's something interesting, you know? Lindsay, this has been so informative and so interesting. Where can people purchase Teef for Life?
Our website is Teef, T-E-E-F, health, H-E-A-L-T-H.com. We have an Instagram. We have a TikTok. We have a Facebook page. We're also available on Amazon and Chewy. Should you want to go there? Basically, I'm thinking we could give a little like discount code to listeners?
Thanks for offering a discount for all our listeners. And it's going to be, how long is it good for and what is it?
So the discount code is PLR for Pet Life Radio 15 for 15% off your first order.
Wonderful.
And it's good for probably a year.
Okay. So till approximately
June 2026.
Okay. So it'll be good till June 2026. Perfect. PLR 15 for 15% off your first order of Teeth for Life. Lindsay, thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been fun.
I hope you all enjoyed the show. So interesting. Who knew all of those microbes and germs and stuff were in your mouth? But what a great find for your dog or cat to make their dental health much better. Teeth for Life. Promo code is PLR15. Thanks to my cat crew. They had a great time sampling Teeth for Life. And let me tell you, if you've ever tried to brush a cat's teeth, this is way easier. So thank you, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. Thanks to my guest, Lindsay from Teeth for Life, for coming on Best Bets for Pets. Thanks to everyone listening to Best Bets for Pets for 15 years. Thank you so much. I appreciate your listenership. And a huge thank you to my producer, Mark Winter, for making me and my guest sound great. And remember, you never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.